Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're diving into a world of, well, adventure, I guess you could say, and really kind of embracing this idea of the third chapter of life. You send over some blog posts from a retired Irish couple, and honestly, they seem to be living it up.
Oh,
Their
absolutely.
websites, and I love the straightforward approach here. JustRetired50plus.com and JustRetired50plus.ie.
Straight to the point.
You know what they're all about, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're packed with all kinds of stuff, travel tales and tips for enjoying your leisure time.
Yeah, I was really impressed with how much they've done already.
So let's explore what this couple's experiences can, teach us about making the most of retirement, especially, for our listener who is maybe looking to make this stage of life just as vibrant as can be.
Yeah, I think that third chapter phrasing really stood out to me, reading through the blogs. It's very refreshing.
It is, yeah.
They're not looking at retirement as a winding down, but like a whole new beginning with, tons of new opportunities.
Absolutely. And you know what? They don't shy away from the challenges.
Yeah,
They acknowledge that, you might have a loss of identity, financial concerns, maybe even just plain boredom. Listener, did any of those resonate with you?
It's something that I think everybody worries about when they're thinking about retirement.
Right.
But what I think is so fascinating is that this couple, they tackle these potential pitfalls head on.
Yeah, they have a plan.
They seem to have a strategy in place for building a retirement that's both fulfilling and fun.
Right.
And they're doing it on two fronts, really, which I thought was
That's
interesting.
what struck me as well. It's like they have these two blogs running. One's dedicated to travel, and the other one's really focused on those leisure activities, a little closer to home. And it makes you think, it suggests a very balanced approach.
It
Like
does.
they're saying, hey, a fulfilling retirement isn't just about exotic vacations. It's about finding joy and purpose in your everyday life, too.
Absolutely. They advocate for a well-rounded approach. I think that's really insightful.
Yeah.
And then it gets really interesting when you look at the specific activities that they highlight. These aren't your typical retirement cliches.
Forget the quiet afternoons of knitting or endless rounds of golf. These guys are scuba diving and not just splashing around. They're talking about getting certified, exploring reefs, the whole nine yards.
The real deal.
I was thinking, is this about them pushing physical limits? Proving age is just a number.
I think there's definitely an element of that, but I also think it shows how much they're willing to embrace new challenges and really step outside their comfort zone, which is even more apparent when you look at some of their other interests.
So I have to admit, when I saw learning guitar on their list, I kind of chuckled because it's such a classic bucket list item, but they seem serious about it.
Yeah, they do.
So do you think that there is something about retirement that just makes you want to pursue those creative passions even more?
It really makes you think, is it about finally having the time to do those things? Or maybe reconnecting with a part of yourself that you had to push aside while you were working all those years? Whatever the reason, their commitment to learning is really inspiring.
Absolutely. And they're not stopping at music either.
No.
They're getting out there, hill walking, even orienteering.
Yeah.
And orienteering, by the way, sounds way more intense than just a stroll in the park.
A little bit,
We're talking map reading, navigating through difficult terrain.
Yeah, it's definitely a step up.
It seems like it's more than just staying active.
I think it is. It seems like they're seeking out a sense of adventure, self-reliance, in those activities. It reminds me of their approach to travel. They're not just passively sightseeing, they're really engaging with the world around them.
Okay, so we've got adventure, we've got creativity, but they're not hermits.
No, not at all.
They talk about something called men's sheds, which I thought was really interesting.
Oh, yeah, men's sheds are great.
Yeah, what are those?
They're these community spaces specifically designed for men to connect with each other, work on projects together. And really, it's to combat social isolation, which is a real need for people as they transition into retirement.
Especially then, yeah.
Did you know, listener, that men's sheds actually originated in Australia?
I did not know that.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
Well, it seems like this couple is really in tune with the social aspects of retirement, too. And they're even bridging that generation gap by, get this, learning digital literacy alongside their grandkids.
Yeah, that's great.
And it's not just about keeping up with technology, right?
No.
It's about connecting with the younger generations and sharing knowledge.
It all goes back to that theme of lifelong learning that they talk so much about. Which, funnily enough, leads into their most meta recommendation, which is building your own blog.
Right. They're walking the walk. They're like, hey, we found our passion in sharing our experiences. Why not give it a try yourself?
Exactly.
It's very empowering.
It is, yeah.
It's about taking ownership of your narrative.
Yeah.
You know, regardless of your age.
Absolutely.
But speaking of sharing experiences, their travel blog is where their adventurous spirit really shines.
Yeah, it really comes alive in that blog.
And it goes way beyond just, you know, ticking destinations off a list.
Right.
You've kind of bottled up that third chapter energy. You've just taken it all over the world.
Yeah.
We're talking South America, Europe, Africa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They even went flotilla sailing in Italy. Okay, you have to explain this one to me because I'm picturing like a retirement armada just cruising along.
Not quite an armada.
Okay.
But it is a unique way to travel, especially as you get older.
Yeah.
So a flotilla is basically a group of boats sailing together,
yeah,
led by a skipper. So you've got the freedom to explore at your own pace.
Right.
But you also have the support of the group, which is great.
That's nice, yeah.
I wonder if that sense of community appealed to them, especially since they seem to really value that.
Yeah.
Like with the men's sheds.
That's a good point. It's that balance of independence and connection again.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be a theme with them. But hold on. Sailing in the Mediterranean.
Mm.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
But I imagine it takes a certain level of fitness.
Right.
To do something like that.
And that's what I find so impressive. They're clearly not letting limitations, you know, perceived or real, hold them back.
Right.
It makes me think, did they do any specific preparation for these trips?
No.
Especially more demanding ones?
Right.
Did they talk about papping tips, listener?
Right.
Or strategies for, you know, keeping their energy levels up? Because that would be so helpful.
Absolutely. And it's not just the physical stuff either.
Right.
There's the mental side of traveling as you get older. Like dealing with those unexpected changes, navigating places you've never been.
Right.
I'd be curious to know how they approach those challenges.
I think it speaks to their resilience and their willingness to embrace the unexpected. Remember when they talked about weaving in those little hints of self-sufficiency throughout their blog? It's like that extends to their travel as well.
You're right. It's like they're saying, hey, we might be retired, but we're not helpless.
Exactly.
They're not afraid to figure things out, you know, even in a foreign country.
And I bet that attitude makes their travel even more enriching.
Right.
They're not just observers.
No.
They're actively engaged.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the places that they've actually been. Their South American adventure, it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
They hit Buenos Aires, toured Iguazu Falls.
Oh, wow.
Even explored Rio.
Yeah.
Did they talk about any cultural differences or interactions that stood out? I mean, that kind of firsthand perspective would be so valuable.
They were really blown away by Iguazu Falls.
I bet.
They said it was one of the most awe-inspiring sights they'd ever seen.
Wow.
And remember how they emphasized, you know, how important it is to engage with the local people.
Yeah.
Try the local food. They even shared some stories about learning some basic Spanish.
That's great. It shows they're willing to, you know, immerse themselves.
Right.
Even if it means going a little outside their comfort zone.
Right.
It reminds me of, you know, the scuba diving.
Mm-hmm.
It's that same spirit.
That same adventurous spirit.
Yeah, of just embracing new experiences.
Yeah. And it seems like that led them to some pretty incredible destinations.
Yeah, it did.
Their European adventures are equally impressive.
They are.
They did a self-guided tour of Las Palmas in Gran Canaria.
Wow.
And Lake Garda, Verona, and Venice in Italy.
Wow.
And even spent 2 weeks on the island of Menorca in the Balearic Islands.
Okay, Menorca. Now, that's a place I haven't heard much about.
Yeah.
What did they say?
They described it as more laid back.
Uh-huh.
Less touristy than some of the other islands,
right.
Which I think would appeal to some people who want a quieter experience.
Right, right.
It's almost like they're curating travel recommendations that really suit their values.
I like that. It's like they're saying, hey, this is what worked for us and here's why. They're not just listing destinations.
Right.
They're giving you context.
Exactly. And they're also not afraid to share the, well, I guess you could say the less glamorous parts of travel.
Sure.
Which I think makes them more relatable.
It does.
They talk about the challenges of navigate, you know, dealing with delays, even those little cultural faux pas, you know.
It makes them seem more human.
Yeah.
Right. They're not trying to present this picture-perfect version of travel.
Right, exactly.
They're honest about the ups and downs.
And that's helpful for anyone considering, you know, traveling as they get older.
Yeah.
it's reassuring to know that it's okay to encounter challenges.
Yeah.
And sometimes those actually make it a better experience.
So they've done South America, they've conquered Europe, but they didn't stop there.
No, they kept going.
They ventured into Africa, visiting Agadir in Morocco.
Yeah.
Sounds so exotic.
It does. It sounds like they were really drawn to that blend of cultures. They talked about that bustling souk, those beautiful beaches,
Yeah.
and the rich history.
Right.
They even told readers to try the traditional cuisine, like tagines and mint tea. Are you hungry yet?
I know, right? I'm already picturing myself sipping that mint tea
Yeah.
in a vibrant market.
It sounds amazing.
But their adventures weren't just, limited to those far-flung destinations.
No.
They did some exploring closer to home as well. They went to Ynys Mór,
Okay.
which is the largest of the Aran Islands
I've heard of those.
off the coast of Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah, those islands. And they described it as a step back in time,
I bet.
ancient forts, dramatic cliffs, a
Wow.
unique Gaelic culture. They
Yeah.
even got one of those iconic Aran sweaters.
Oh, nice. Those sweaters are beautiful.
They are. It's such a great reminder of their travels.
Right.
I love how they incorporate those little details into their stories.
Me too.
It makes you feel like you're right there.
You're on the journey with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And it reminds you that travel isn't just about seeing those big, famous landmarks.
Right.
It's about those personal connections.
It really is.
And, speaking of personal connections, their blog post about their bridge club caught my eye.
Oh, yeah.
It's not exactly what you'd expect from a couple that's, climbing mountains and diving in oceans,
Sure.
but it goes to show their well-rounded approach.
Right. Bridge takes strategy, teamwork. You gotta have a sharp mind.
Yeah.
It's another way for them to challenge themselves
Yep.
mentally as well as physically.
Yeah.
And of course, it's social, which ties back into, the men's sheds.
Uh-huh.
And even that flotilla trip, they really get it. They know how important it is to connect with other people.
It's like they've found this perfect blend
Yeah.
of adventure and learning and, that social piece.
It's inspiring.
And they're doing it all with this really positive attitude. But I'm curious, listener, what stands out to you the most about their story? What resonates with your own vision of retirement?
Yeah, think about that.
They've created this really vibrant, I don't know, tapestry of experiences.
Yeah.
And it's all held together by this like thread of active engagement. They're not just sitting back and enjoying retirement,
Yeah.
they're shaping it.
They are.
But there's this one more piece of their story that I think really says a lot about them.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
It's their commitment to giving back.
Oh, that's a good point. It's subtle,
Yeah,
but it's definitely there.
it is. And they're not just focused on, their own enjoyment.
Right.
They're looking for ways to have a positive impact.
On the world around them.
Yeah,
Ah.
exactly. And they're not just, writing checks.
No.
Remember how they talked about volunteering in retirement?
And they did.
Seems like an extension of that lifestyle they've embraced. It's like they're saying, hey, we have time, we have skills, why not use them?
To make a difference.
Yeah, and it's not just, talking in these vague terms either.
Right.
Remember the blog post about men's sheds?
Uh-huh.
They didn't just explain the concept. They encouraged people to get involved.
Yeah, they even provided links to resources so you could find one
That's great.
in your area.
I wonder what kind of impact that has had, listener.
Yeah.
Have you ever read something online that inspired you to get involved in your community?
It's amazing how a blog post can do that.
It really is.
Create change.
Yeah. And it's not always about these grand gestures either. They
Oh.
talked about everyday kindness too, like
Yeah.
helping out a neighbor, being present.
Just those small acts.
It's about shifting your mindset from what can I get to what can I give.
That's a great way to put it.
And I think that shift is really at the heart of, what makes their approach to retirement so inspiring.
Yeah.
It's not self-indulgent, it's about purpose.
In a bigger context.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, recognizing that we're all connected and that what we do affects the people around us.
Absolutely. And that's even more important as we get older.
It is, yeah.
We have so much to share,
Right.
and we can use that to, lift people up,
Yeah.
make the world a little brighter.
That's a great way to put it. So, as we kind of wrap up this dive into this couple's world,
Yeah.
let's take a minute to really think about what we've learned.
I like that.
They've shown us that retirement doesn't have to be about slowing down.
No, it
It can be
does.
about speeding up,
Yeah.
a time for new passions, deepening existing ones, maybe even discovering a whole new side of yourself.
And they reminded us that age is just a number.
It really is.
And that we can keep growing and adventuring.
Yeah, and maybe most importantly, they've shown us what it means to live a life that has meaning and is fulfilling.
That's a great way to put it.
And they've done it all with this joy, you know, and a sense of humor. And this real desire to connect with people.
Absolutely.
They've really embraced this third chapter.
They have.
And they're inviting us all along for the ride.
So, listener, as you start your own third chapter, however that looks for you, remember what we've learned from this amazing couple.
Embrace those challenges.
Nurture your passions.
And never underestimate the power of giving back.
The world is waiting for what you have to give.
Your story's just getting started.
Until next time.
Happy exploring, everybody.